The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
And today's episode, I certify Nicki Minaj as a chingona. And she called Anthony a name. And it's kind of funny, right?
I mean, I feel like it changed Anthony's life.
Oh, it did. It has.
It made him way hotter. I was at the salon at my stylist the other day, and there's a girl in there that wants to meet you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about that.
Yes.
I want to go for a shameless plug, but if you do want to go to @AnthonyA400 on Instagram, you'll see I updated my bio to say made Nicki Minaj laugh.
Was that
laugh.
A Freudian slip? He just said titty. Let's listen now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What up, y'all? It's Nicki Minaj, and you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, because that is my baby, and she is pretty, and that is a bob.
Oh, my God. Do we have a problem?
No, we don't have a problem, hopefully.
Hopefully not.
What's good? Nicki Minaj. I'm feeding off of your energy. We do the morning show. We've been up since the crack of dawn, reading your Instagram, reading your Twitter. I'm literally feeding off of the energy that you're conveying through your social media. You must be super excited because we haven't gotten any music from you in a minute. What's going on today for you?
And first of all, let me say that I appreciate you guys taking time to do this with me. Yes, I am very, very excited for my fans to hear what I've been working on. You know, I took a bit of a break, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. People didn't realize like it's been like 3 years before since I dropped something of my own song, my own video, you know what I'm saying? So yes, I'm ecstatic because, you know, when you're in a good space mentally, everything else kind of follows suit. And that's what I think I just feel like I'm in a good space in terms of knowing how to navigate my music career now, knowing how to navigate through all of the things that come with this. You know, I finally feel like I have my balance where I'm not paying attention to the shit I shouldn't be paying attention to, and where I'm paying attention to who and what I should be paying attention to. Now in terms of the music, on this Friday, we call it every Friday Pink Friday, February 4th, we're putting out Do We Have a Problem featuring Little Baby. And you know, shout out to Joseph Sikora and Corey Hardick for playing a part in the video. I posted a trailer on Instagram today. They were a delight to work with. It was shot by Benny Boom, and you know, 50 Cent gave us his blessing. You know, so it is like a little mini little movie thing that I'm trying out, child. You know what I'm saying?
You said something important. You talked about your focus, your mental health. You're a mom. You're a working mom. You've got, you know, your life, your priorities together. How has becoming a mother? I'm a mother of three beautiful daughters. How's becoming a mother changed the music, the focus, the way you allow people to treat you, your body, like the whole idea? For me, it made things different. What do you feel now that you're, I mean, your baby boy is just beautiful. People, I just look and I just see you, and you just seem so happy and just excited about life.
Thank you. You know what? Yes. And shout out to your daughters as well. You know what? For instance, when I was pregnant, there was a song. We were like, my label wanted me to go full out with a single and everything, right? When I was pregnant. And I couldn't bring myself to put out a song about pussy and dicks and sucking and eating. I couldn't bring myself to put a record out like that while my son was growing in my body. Nothing wrong with anybody who was able to do it, but with me, I just felt in a very different new space.
It's like a sacred space.
Very, yes. It feels like a very sacred thing when you are bonding. You know, sometimes I would just want to be by myself for hours and hours and hours, just me and my baby. He's in my stomach, but I know he's understanding mama and feeling mama, and I'm understanding and feeling him. It's so funny, but I kept explaining how my son was going to be. And I know people probably thought I was crazy, but I knew certain character traits just from him being in my stomach. That's to tell you how much of a sacred space that is. So the last thing I was about to do while I was having this young boy in my stomach was get on a song and talk about pussy and dick and pussy and dick and sucking and fucking. So, I said, you know what? Let's wait. So to be honest, my fans don't know this, but we were gearing up to do this like, you know, what, a year and a half, two years ago. But I just was not mentally prepared to do that. You know what I'm saying? And as a woman and as a mother, you have every right to make that choice. You decide what's comfortable and convenient for you when you are with child. Nobody else decides. Nobody else knows what it's feeling like. And you start that process immediately, how you're going to train your children. You know what I'm saying? As soon as that child is in your stomach. So that's what I did. I wasn't comfortable. Now, right now, I'm back to talking about whatever I want to talk about on the records. But it's still, to me, it still feels like overkill. A lot of stuff that I'm hearing and a lot of even stuff that people are sending me. If it's too much of the sexual stuff, it's just not making me feel super comfortable anymore. I will, and this is the last thing I want to say on it. Gunna came to my studio, right? Mm-hmm. Months ago. And he asked me to get on his song, Pussy Power. I heard the beat and I was like, oh my God, this beat is out of here, blah, blah, blah. And no lie, I sat with the song for months and months and couldn't bring myself to write to the record. I couldn't bring myself to do it. With, you know, it was like the moaning and the groaning on the track. Mm-hmm. And I knew, to me, I feel like you either gonna do it or don't do it. So I knew in order to get on a track like that, I would have to be explicit. In my opinion, I would have to really kill it and be explicit and you know, talk that real talk. And I wasn't ready. I just wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. He, of course, he don't care, child. He got champagne poppy, boo. On the song.
He like, I'm good. We good. I got it.
Yeah, but that's just to tell you how being a mom has changed me. To answer your question, mama.
So, I don't know that everybody can, these two men can understand it, but I figure
we're married. So
it's different when you carry a child.
Well, I understand what you're talking about the sacredness of the child, because like, you know, you walk your child from that. Meanwhile, my mother, she had me in a strip club when she was pregnant and I came out the way I did. So
you did a good job.
You did a great thing, Nikki.
You were a good.
Really?
Dude, yeah. She had to go pick up my dad one night. And okay. So she had to go into the strip club with me. There, so that was the first time I've been to the strip
club. But being a mom now, is the music going to be different? Are we getting a new? Is this going to be a new Nicki Minaj?
I think it's a new and improved Nicki Minaj. I'm still talking that talk, you know. That's my real life that I've experienced. So I have to talk. I have to talk about the hood because that's where we're from. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna start rapping about Beverly Hills now because you know it's not authentic to me. But and also to be honest, it's a little bit of full circle-ness happening too, because I'm kind of like, I'm creating music kind of like how I used to create music when I first started rapping, like on my mixtapes, which is just having a great experience, enjoying it, being in the moment, staying present in the moment and seeing what happens.
Now, you know, being Mexican-American, being Latina, I was so excited when you got together with Karol G and you guys did Tusa. I have to ask you, and I don't know if this is a possibility, if you've thought about it or whatnot. Would you ever do a collaboration with Bad Bunny? Is that something you would think about doing?
Of course.
Oh,
what? Of course. Okay.
I think the way you rap, first of all, is ridiculous. I just think you're one of the best rappers. I hate when people say female rappers. No,
you're one
of the best rappers, period.
Thank you.
And he's got that vibe. And I just think it would make, you know, I don't know. I think there'd be some magic, right?
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
He got a dope vibe. I love that. What I love most about him, not only is he a hit maker, but he knows who the fuck he is and he don't give a fuck how you feel. Ding, ding, ding.
That's like you. That's why I think you guys would work well together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got rap hits, you got pop hits, you got reggae hits, you got reggaeton hits, you got R&B hits. On this next album, what are we going to get? We get a little bit of everything, or are we getting hard ass Nicki, mixtape Nicki?
Oh, you going to get some. You got to get mixtape Nicki. I mean, I just feel like that's what's needed right now. Like, oh my God. You know, and I can only do what I can do. And I decided personally with myself, shine at what you do. Don't try to do what anybody else do. Cause you can't do that.
Nope.
Shine at what you do. You understand? And so what I do is write raps that connect with people, that make people want to sing along and channel their inner bad bitch or channel whatever it is that they feel. And that's what I do. And I love it. I love giving that good energy to people and making them feel like, yo, I'm speaking for you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm gonna do. So yes, the album, you're gonna get that mixtape, Nikki. You're gonna get hints of other things, of course, but yes, you're gonna get that mixtape, Nikki.
For the past decade, Nikki, you've been helping uplift artists all the way from, you know, you got Lil Uzi Vert to, you know, each of the Migos, and, you know, the list goes on. And of course, you have Lil Baby on this next one. But what are some other artists who you may consider up and coming, or, you know, some other artists that we may not know?
Who are you going to introduce us to?
That you want to work with?
Yeah.
Up and coming artists? Well, I can give you
If you co-sign or you jump on somebody's track, that's an immediate, people are paying attention. It's just different levels.
I can give you some tea. I recently sent a verse back to a female.
Oh, which female?
We ain't gonna tell nobody, girl. Just
come
tell
on.
Us.
You tell us. We won't tell no one else.
I can't tell you that because it's, you know.
Oh, come
it's
on. Her, you can tell her, us. Tell it's us.
Her
thing.
It's her moment to be able to say when and how she wants. But. Okay.
You think she don't want you telling people? Girl.
I caught that little
mujer.
I'm talking
mujer, dímelo.
She said, well, "You think she wants you to tell the world?"
No, not yet. But okay. But I will say that I had been getting a lot of songs from a lot of girls that I like,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't tapping into me, right? So five girls sent me a song. Five different girls sent me a song. And the sixth one won me over with the record. So it wasn't about anything else, right? Because for me to listen to the song, whatever, I obviously already like the person, but the sixth girl won me over. Oh. And you're not, and Barbs, don't try to figure out who it is because I'm not following the person. Mind your business.
Nah, the thing, your fans are, no, they're relentless. They're going to figure it out.
Yes. They ain't going to figure this one out though, because like I said, I'm not following the person. I don't think I've ever spoken about the person. So mind your business, Barbs. Just be easy and let me do this. Okay. Boom.
I'm a Barb's from Arizona, Nikki, and I'm sorry, I'm getting into
shout out to Arizona.
We've been Barb's.
Is the sixth MC who sent you this verse, is she also a mother?
I'm not saying.
God. Oh, God.
You can ask another hint question, but I'm not answering that.
Okay.
Is she from New York?
She is from the universe.
Oh my gosh.
Do you feel
a personal responsibility as a woman, as arguably, I mean, just reading your stats, we could have come in here and done a whole stats and everybody knows. Do you feel a personal responsibility to uplift other women, to open the doors? I get so tired of people, Nikki, for the female rap as a woman in this industry. I'm tired of you're just a great rapper. You're a great hip hop artist. Do you feel pressure to help other women, or do you just want to do that?
Well, I think there used to be some pressure because I felt like I had to care about what other people were saying, but no, now I don't care about what anyone is saying. I'm going to work with who I want to work with when I want to work with them. And you know what? Go through the list of girls that you think are popping right now that have broken through in female rap. And then once you make the list, make another column that says, has Nikki worked with her? Did Nikki work with this person? Did Nikki give this person a verse?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you check green checks all the way down, then I guess I've been supporting the women in my culture.
I think so. Yeah. I think so for sure. Now, obviously, you and Drake work together. You make magic. Is that going to happen? Are we going to see any of that coming soon?
Oh, yeah. I hope to make magic with Poppy because, you know, he just gets it and he gets me. He's very helpful in every way. I'm going to meet up with him again. But when he came in, he already came in and assisted the queen on another, you know what I'm saying, 3-point, you know what I'm saying, all neck getting.
Have your children met? Have the kiddos met?
He invited me to the baby's party, but it was last minute. He invited me to Adonis's party. He invited Papa Bear to Adonis's party, but it was last minute. And I was bummed out. But it was during that mommy time where you'd be lucky if you even able to brush your hair that week. It was during that time. So being that I was told a little bit last minute, I didn't have a time to get me together, get Papa together. I got to get his hair done. So we weren't able to go, but he definitely invited Papa. Shout out to Adonis. Very smart, cute, sweet. You know, Mama is clearly doing the right thing with Adonis.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I just want to present you with something before we leave because I'm just a super fan. We really are Barbs here. And I want to make you an honorary certified chingona. Now,
chingona.
So a chingona is a mujer,
thank
a woman
you.
Who's fearless. You know,
she's a badass.
She's a boss and she's unapologetic for all of the above. So on behalf of all Latinas, especially La Mexicanas, I want to make you a chingona if you'll accept.
I proudly accept. Thank you. Yo soy chingona.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
That was one of the highlights of my broadcasting career. And I mean that. Nicki Minaj is one of the biggest icons in the world. Not just a rapper. She's not just an actress. She's a mogul. She's an icon. And she's one of the most... the biggest selling artist ever in the history of
biggest
music.
Biggest female selling rap artist
just
ever.
Just music, not even female.
The
just
one thing I was most
artists.
Proud of for this interview was the fact that it just went so viral.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it went
and
everywhere.
Every one of us touched on something. Automatic, you said something about mixtape. That went crazy.
You know what, Academics?
Blogs.
I still want you to at me on that picture.
I know. That's the only thing.
I mean, that's one thing I hate about with like did going it? Viral like that is that you get like it goes viral and everybody sees it, but you don't get any credit for it because everybody
your
takes
face,
it.
Dude.
No, I mean, they see my face, but they don't know who I am.
Yeah, dude.
Well, put your face out there more. Make a TikTok or something. More to podcast now.